All right, so today we're going to deep dive into some snus. You know, we're talking about alternatives to your usual general wintergreen and mint.
Yeah.
And we're, you know, specifically looking at traditional Swedish snus for this deep dive. That moist powder tobacco that you put under your lip, no spitting involved.
Right.
So who knows? Maybe we'll uncover a new favorite along the way.
Yeah, it's not just about, you know, finding similar flavors. It's about understanding, like, all the subtleties,
Yeah.
of the different tobacco blends, the nicotine strengths, and even how, like, the portion formats, how they can change your experience.
Yeah, that's a great point. So it's like the whole package, not just, you know, just the flavor.
Right.
So let's start with wintergreen. So your go-to is general wintergreen.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. You know, that bold, icy blast with that earthy tobacco. It's classic.
Yeah.
But have you ever tried Jacobson's Wintergreen White Slim?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely worth exploring.
Okay.
It has like a similar wintergreen flavor profile, but there's a twist. It has like a subtle sweetness to it.
Oh, interesting. What kind of sweetness are we talking about?
It's more of a natural sweetness.
Okay.
You know, that comes from the specific blend of tobaccos.
Oh, so it's not like an added flavoring.
Right. Okay. It's a characteristic of a tobacco itself.
Okay.
And it complements the wintergreen without being overpowering.
So it's more like the tobacco is playing a supporting role.
Yeah.
Adding a layer of complexity to the wintergreen.
Right.
And the article mentioned it's a white portion snus. What does that mean?
White portion refers to the type of pouch that it comes in.
Oh, okay.
It's a drier pouch.
Okay.
Compared to the original portion snus.
Okay.
So it releases flavor and nicotine more slowly.
Okay.
And it doesn't produce as much saliva.
Oh, interesting.
It's also more discreet because the pouch doesn't darken as much when you use it.
Oh, okay.
Plus, they often come in a slim format, which means that they're smaller and fit more comfortably.
Okay. So discreet, comfortable, releases gradually. Got it. What about the nicotine strength?
Yeah.
The article mentioned it's 14 milligrams per gram. That seems pretty strong.
That is a strong snus, but... it's important to remember that the portion size affects how much nicotine you actually get.
Oh, okay.
Because it's slim, each pouch delivers about 9 milligrams.
Oh, okay.
Which is closer to the strength of general wintergreen.
Interesting. So even though it's technically a strong snus,
right,
the slim portion makes the actual nicotine delivery more in line with what you're used to.
Right.
It seems like Jacobson's Wintergreen White Slim could be a good alternative for you if you want to try something similar but a little different.
Yeah.
Now, let's switch gears to mint. So I see you also enjoyed General Mint.
Ah, General Mint.
Huh.
A classic for a reason.
Absolutely.
It's that perfect balance of, like, the fresh mint and tobacco that's just so satisfying.
Absolutely. But, you know, there are a ton of other mint snus options out there.
Right.
The article we have for you actually suggests two.
Yeah. Which is great because it gives you some choices to explore.
Exactly. So the first one is XR Catch Mint White Slim Portion. They're known for consistent quality and a clean, cool mint flavor that isn't too sweet.
Right.
And yes, it is also a white slim portion like the Jacobson's.
Okay.
The second option is Scruff Fresh No 0.02 White Slim Portion. This one has a refreshing mint flavor as well, but with a hint of sweetness.
Okay.
And a key difference here is the nicotine strength.
Yeah.
Scruff Fresh No 0.02 is a medium strength snus. So you'll still get that nicotine kick, but it will be milder than, you know, a lot of the strong snus options.
Yeah, right.
Could be a nice change of pace if you want something a little less intense.
Exactly.
That's a great point. So we have two mint options here.
Mm-hmm.
Both white, both slim.
Mm-hmm.
One's strong, one's medium.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious, you think the actual difference in the mint flavor between them is significant, or are we splitting hairs here?
So it really comes down to personal preference.
XR
Catchment is going for that pure, clean mint taste along with the tobacco.
Okay.
Think of it like a crisp peppermint.
Okay.
It's likely targeting those who find overly sweet mint flavors distracting.
Okay.
Or artificial. While Scruff Fresh, No 0.02, with mm-hmm. that touch of sweetness, is more like spearmint,
mm-hmm.
it offers a slightly more rounded, maybe even indulgent experience.
So it's like the difference between peppermint gum and spearmint gum.
Yeah, exactly. Some people prefer the intense coolness of peppermint, while others enjoy the more mellow, slightly sweet flavor of spearmint.
Mm.
It's all about finding what appeals to your taste buds.
Oh, I'm learning so much today. So it seems like even within the mint family, there's like a whole world to explore. Now, before we go any further, I gotta ask about this. The article's navigation bar mentioned like a bunch of other snus brands:
Yeah.
Siberia, Velo, Zin, Odin's, Göteborgs, White Fox. Like it goes on and on.
It seems like the world of snus is bigger than just general.
It really does. So is snus becoming more popular? Is this like a global trend, or is it still mainly like a Scandinavian thing?
So traditional snus, the kind we're focusing on, it originated in Sweden and it's still really popular there.
Yeah.
But it is gaining traction like beyond Scandinavia.
Okay.
We're seeing more interesting countries all across Europe
Wow.
and even in North America.
That's really fascinating. So, what do you think is driving this like surge in popularity? Is it just people looking for alternatives to smoking, or is there something else?
Yeah, I think it's probably like a mix of factors.
Okay.
For some, it's definitely about harm reduction.
Right.
They're looking for something that might be less harmful than cigarettes, but for others, it could be, the discreetness and convenience of snus.
Yeah.
It's smokeless. You don't need a lighter or an ashtray,
Right.
and it's often, more socially acceptable
Yeah.
than smoking in places where smoking is restricted.
And let's not forget about the variety. It seems like there's a snus out there for every taste.
Absolutely.
From the classic tobacco and mint to some pretty adventurous and unique flavors.
Right.
I imagine that plays a role too.
Absolutely. I think that, the diversity of flavors and formats is a big draw.
Yeah.
It's like, the craft beer or the tobacco world,
Yeah.
people are looking for something unique and flavorful.
Yeah.
And snus manufacturers are responding with innovative blends and options.
It seems like this world is constantly evolving. I'm curious, what impact do you think this like growing popularity will have on the market as a whole?
Well, I think we'll see even more innovation in the coming years.
Okay.
New flavors, new formats, new nicotine strengths.
Yeah.
The possibilities are kind of endless.
Right.
As the demand grows, I think manufacturers are just going to keep experimenting
Yeah.
and pushing the boundaries of what snus can be.
It's a great time to be a snus enthusiast.
Yeah.
But, with so many options out there, it can be a little overwhelming to know where to start.
Right.
What advice would you give to someone like our listener who's looking to explore these alternatives?
Well, my biggest piece of advice would be don't be afraid to experiment.
Okay.
Try different brands, try different flavors, try different strengths.
Yeah.
It's all about finding what you enjoy.
I love that. It's about the journey.
Yeah.
It's like a flavor adventure.
Yeah.
But, let's be real. Price is often a factor when we're making choices, especially with something we enjoy regularly. Speaking of which, the article mentioned a price increase for GN Tobacco, the makers of General Snus, happening in October 2024. What are your thoughts on that? Is this like a trend we can expect to see across the market, or is it a general specific thing?
It's hard to say for sure if this is like an industry-wide trend.
Right.
There are so many factors that can influence pricing, from production costs to taxes and
Yeah.
regulations, but it's definitely something to keep an eye on. If General's raising prices, it's possible that other brands might follow suit.
So as our listener starts, embarking on this snus exploration, it's probably wise to be aware of potential price fluctuations.
Right.
Knowledge is power, as they say.
Exactly.
Speaking of which, we covered a lot of ground today.
We did.
We went from wintergreen to mint, delved into tobacco blends, talked about the broader snus landscape.
It's been a journey.
It has. And I think we've given our listener a solid foundation to start their snus journey.
I think so too.
Absolutely. This was like a snus starter kit. But remember, this is just the beginning. The real fun starts when you actually try these alternatives for yourself.
Yeah.
What stands out to you, listener? What are you most excited to explore?
Don't be shy about venturing beyond your comfort zone. You might discover a new favorite you never knew existed.
Exactly. And if you stumble upon something truly remarkable, we'd love to hear about it. We're always up for expanding our snus horizons. So go forth, explore, and most importantly, enjoy the journey. And hey, if your snus journey takes you beyond like traditional snus
Yeah.
into like nicotine pouches or other innovations, we're here for that too.
Absolutely.
Just let us know and we'll dive into a whole new world of flavors and formats.
The world of smokeless is constantly evolving.
Yeah.
There's always something new to discover.
Exactly. So until next time, happy snussing.